The accounts would offer a state tax credit on money people set aside to use for health care needs. These could range from a routine doctor's visit to an operation. Contributions to health savings accounts already receive a federal tax break, and most states offer credits as well. Oshkosh Republican Carol Ressler says Wisconsin should follow their example.
It's really doing a disservice to our citizens in the state and certainly to the employers in the state when we're not providing the same type of tax benefit that other states are providing for health savings accounts and is the national federal tax exemption.
The measure passed on a party line vote. Democrats largely objected on the basis that it would not do enough to help poor and middle-income residents who struggle the most to pay medical bills. Popular Democrat Bob Jauch thinks the legislature should be looking at how to make sure more people have health care coverage.
Too often, the Republican solution is to provide help for a few and ignore the many.
The plan would cost the state an estimated $4.5 to $7.5 million a year in lost tax revenue over much of the coming decade. The measure is similar to one Governor Jim Doyle has vetoed in the past. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.